The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome in. Mark Cox here along with Bo Matthews and producer Carl Middleman.
Hello.
Great to have you here. A beautiful new day has dawned for Second Amendment lovers across the country as a result of our elections this week. Bo Matthews, do you agree with that statement?
I absolutely do. I've really been thinking a lot about it, how it happened. You know, you think of 2020, the middle of the night issues. I truly think that in 2020 that the hardworking Americans that were working hard just probably thought, I think Trump's going to be fine. He's going to get in, no problem. And then that happened, and I think the hardworking Americans respected the vote and thought, you know what, we're going to get out there. And I think there was a lot of messaging. So I'm going to give a tip of the hat to you and your show and the rest of the crew on 97.1 because I'm only here on the radio once a week, but you guys did a great job. If you want to call yourself a coach, a leader, a battalion chief, whatever, you guys got the information out, and mad respect for getting it done right.
Too kind, Bo. I appreciate that. I mean, it's kind of what we do. And I put out my voter guide. I encourage people to download it, to not necessarily vote exactly the way I recommended, but to understand the issues. That's what you had to do. There was a lot on the ballot besides Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and I wanted people to understand what they were voting on. Hopefully they took that to heart, whether they agreed with my picks or not. Now, I was perfect on my picks for candidates this year in the general election. Republicans won all of our statewide elections. They obviously won the presidency, but on the amendments, I missed a few. And the difference is there, I wasn't putting my finger up in the wind to see which way it was blowing. I picked my vote on those depending on how I felt a conservative point of view would vote on that issue, right? I should vote on that issue. And I lost a couple. I lost on we lost on Amendment 2, which of course was sports betting. And we lost on Amendment 3 for sure, which was the abortion issue. Unbelievable. Because, you know, I looked at the numbers, Bo, and, you know, the number of people that overwhelmingly voted for Trump and Kehoe and Hawley and all that also overwhelmingly voted to make abortion legal up until birth. I don't know who those people are, but it had to be the same people making the votes, because if they were all of the other political persuasion, then their candidates would also have won. So it couldn't have been all Democrats voting for Amendment 3.
I don't know what there's certainly a split in my heart over that, too, because I voted down on 2 and 3 myself. I didn't see vote yes on 3 other than on social media stuff. But I got to tell you, if there has been somebody that is affected by gambling addiction in your family or yourself, you know that is truly bad. And especially if you don't have to go someplace to do it, you can do it from your phone. To me, that's scary. I don't, you know, a lot of people thought they were voting. I thought they were voting on a biblical value. And of course, I was shocked at Amendment 3. I really was shocked and very saddened by it, actually.
They don't. The people just don't look at it that way, clearly, a lot of them. And all the outside money that poured in, millions, tens of millions of dollars from outside of the state of Missouri to influence your vote. They put out ads that were deceptive on Amendment 2 about money for schools, and on Amendment 3 about it restricting DNCs. And, I mean, it was just ridiculous, the lies they told. But
yeah, I think that's what it was.
They were effective. Yeah.
Here we are, and you know, we've got a huge win on the down ballot as well for, you know, our state, of course. But something that's been kind of in the back of my mind is, okay, who are rhinos in these wins? Are there concerns of that? Have you thought about how many rhinos made it into a Republican seat?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's rhetorical.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It's
name rhetorical. Names, Mark Cox.
Yeah. Hey, you want to mention your gun raffle for the Eureka Police Officers Association?
I would like to, because we're going to be doing a whole segment about your ATF raffle, which I'm excited about because I will be buying your tickets. But my tickets are a little bit different because they're $100 and it supports the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. This is called the Gun a Month Gun Raffle for 2025, actually starting December 15th. We only will sell 300 tickets, so if you'd like one of these, we have all the information on Facebook. You can reach out and I can sell you a ticket, get Venmo money or PayPal money. We can do it that way. But that's $100 bill. You, my friend, have undercut me with your raffle tickets by $99. What are you?
Well, I'm sorry. We don't just have ours is an ATF raffle, though. We don't just have guns. We have
just guns.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
So. Yeah, but Bo, yours lasts a year. His lasts 3 weeks.
The month of November. And we'll.
Do you have a limit on how many tickets you can buy?
Well, no, because ultimately we want all the money goes to Respond to Rescue. And we've raised 80 grand the last 3 years. So we're hoping to add to that this year with people's generosity. So, again, I'll remind you later. Text responder to 33100, and you'll get a link back telling you how to buy tickets for that. And there's a lot of bourbon involved. Didn't you have a bourbon question for me?
I do, because just recently, maybe I'm living in the Matrix. There is a commercial where a lady walks out, or maybe it was a show, walks out with a box, and the box is filled with smoke, almost like a magic trick. And that's what I thought it was. And then the guy's sitting at the table, and she opens the box, and the smoke flows out, and it was a cocktail in there.
Uh-huh.
What is this? Are you a fan of that?
Well, I've had it. I do not like peated whiskeys or scotch very much. And smoked old fashions and things like that remind me of that taste, so I'm not a huge fan. But I know people that are. I mean, it's
big money too, right?
It also dissipates very quickly, so you certainly get that smoky flavor right away, and then it kind of, I don't know, in my opinion, it kind of goes away quickly because the smoke kind of dissipates as soon as the box is removed. So it
does it change really anything other than the presentation?
A little bit of the flavor. I mean, you get a little bit of that smoky flavor on the glass. It kind of attaches itself to the glass, but yeah.
Is this popular in St. Louis? Because I don't think I've ever seen it.
You can go to most nice, fancy restaurants and bars. If you're at the bar, you can order
speakeasy.
A smoked old fashioned, probably, and they could do that for you.
I'm out. I don't go to those kind of places. You kidding me? No way.
That's great. Well, all right. Coming up, I tell you what. Big election, big changes in store for America. Hopefully, for the positive, for Second Amendment supporters, because Donald J. Trump is going to be President number 47 for the United States of America. That's great news. We're going to talk to Aidan Johnson, who's the Federal Affairs Director at Gun Owners of America, see what he's expecting when the Donald is sworn in January. Back in just a minute.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews. That's Mark Cox and Carl Middleman, our executive producer.
Pew, pew.
There he is right there. And this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. And if you've been holding off on maybe purchasing a firearm, you didn't know what was going to happen, well, they've got it all at Razorback Armory. If you're looking for suppression on a firearm, they are definitely the store you want to go to. Stop in and see Jesse and Brad, Razorback Armory, in De Pere on Manchester Road. Find them and all the details at RazorbackArmory.com. Aidan Johnston, this tone of this conversation is going to be a little bit more positive than it's been. But welcome back, sir, to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Couldn't be better.
Great. Yeah. This week is definitely going in the right direction, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited for the Second Amendment. I think it was on the ballot and it absolutely won. We're in such a great place to protect and defend the Second Amendment now, as opposed to if we had King or Queen, President Kamala Harris to look forward to.
Boy, I tell you, you know, you think about that. I mean, near the end of the campaign, Donald Trump made an appeal to gun owners. I thought that that was important. We don't have it broken down by demographics of who voted and who turned out yet, but Carl, go ahead and play that for us, please.
Hello, gun owners of America. I'm so proud of your work defending our constitutional rights, especially our always under siege Second Amendment. When I'm president, I will always listen to gun owners of America. I want to congratulate all of you, because you've really come a long way in a short period of time. You're strong on guns, and that's the way we want it.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, appealing, I think that was important. I mean, he appealed to a lot of groups. We spent our time on the radio here trying to convince people that they needed to get out and register if they weren't registered, vote if they hadn't voted before. Please get involved in the process.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Process, and I think it was very smart of President Trump to engage with your organization and try to get that done, Aiden.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that the president decided to reach out to our members. I think that's key to rebuilding his relationship with gun owners who might not have been satisfied by some of his policies during the first administration. You know, we certainly weren't. That's why we ended up suing over bump stocks. But we also worked with him for 4 years, and we got many victories. And we look forward to working with him to another four more years of a lot of victories for the Second Amendment. He promised already in his first week in office that he's going to fire the current ATF director, that he's going to tear up all of the ATF rules. That includes the Biden pistol brace ban or the universal background checks that he imposed on Missouri and the whole United States by an executive order. So these are really good promises. And, you know, we're going to work with the president to make these things happen, and quickly, too.
Aiden Johnston is our guest, Federal Affairs Director at Gun Owners of America. Aiden, I don't know if you know this, but I'm pretty close friends with Ted Nugent. And,
Dropper, come on.
Yes, but I was in his presence for a couple of hours, and one of the things that he talked about was gun owners not stepping up to vote. And I don't remember the exact figure, but how do we get that information? How many gun owners that may have not voted in the past stepped up this time? Is that something you know where to find that information?
I've not seen that information yet. I think that's something that will hopefully be researched prior to this election. It was an estimated 10 million gun owners and hunters that weren't even registered. And we spent a lot of time trying to get those people to register, to vote, to be active. But, you know, not only do we need to make sure they vote in the midterm elections and in the next presidential election, but people need to realize that the fight doesn't end here. This was a huge victory, but it was the first battle. Right now, a bunch of politicians just got elected having promised gun owners and the American people a vision, and they actually have to be held accountable to implement that vision. And so we can't just check out. We can't stop paying attention to politics. I know President Trump's in the White House, and that's a wonderful thing, but we also have to make sure that they go. And then that first week in office, President Trump does do the things he promised the gun owners, and that Congress does go out and repeal gun control and pass national concealed carry reciprocity. And so that's what my organization will be doing for the next 4 years, is actually holding those people accountable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's important to point out as well, beyond the big ticket names there, President Trump and J.D. Vance, pro-gun candidates swept elections all over the place, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got President Trump in office beating Kamala Harris. They both appealed to gun owners. Kamala Harris pretended to be a gun owner. Tim Walz said he was a hunter, you know, and America rejected that. We gained a pro-gun Senate, right? Republican senators who campaigned on the Second Amendment won across the board. You mentioned Ted Cruz. We spent a lot of money on Ted Cruz. And also, we unseated John Tester in Montana, and he ran on being pro-Second Amendment, but then he voted for things like the Biden pistol brace ban, which is absurd. So the fact that the American people gave Republicans the trifecta, the House, the Senate, and the White House, is a really great thing for the Second Amendment. But it's also worth noting that in 2016, the American people did the same thing, and gun owners didn't get things like national concealed carry reciprocity or suppressor deregulation. So we're looking back at the lessons we learned in 2016 and why we didn't get those kind of victories. And the most important thing that the people need to understand is to stay involved and not to check out and think that everything's going to be okay. We have a lot of potential to win here, but we're also going to need your phone calls, your activism, your writing to your congressmen and your senators to ask them to pass these pro-gun laws.
Yeah, it's a good point. Like on the suppressor issue, right, the Firearms Act, what would it take to change that? Is that simple legislation and agreement by the House and the Senate? I mean, to reword that and say, it's silly season that you have to register a suppressor, and then, like, if you're moving, you have to let the people in the new state know that you're bringing it with you. All it is an accessory.
Right, and it's something that you need in order to protect your hearing. I personally have tinnitus. I've had my hearing damaged by hunting without a suppressor. This is a tool it's a health benefit tool for gun owners. And so it's absolutely ridiculous that it's as heavily regulated as it is, that it's banned in certain states. And it is just a law. There's the National Firearms Act of 1934 regulated these with transfer taxes and extra background checks and all kinds of unconstitutional nonsense. And in fact, we have bills. There's two bills in Congress, the Hearing Protection Act and the Silencers Help Us Save Hearing Act. And we almost got a vote on those in 2016 and 2017. But unfortunately, Speaker Paul Ryan pulled the vote, and we never got a vote on those bills. So that's one of the reasons why we have to stay engaged and hold leadership accountable to make those votes actually occur, get the bill to President Trump's desk. And for example, on national concealed carry reciprocity, which lets your Missouri concealed carry permit be valid in all 50 states,
yes,
just like your driver's license.
Yes.
That's something that President Trump has promised he will sign if it gets to his desk.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Aiden, I love when you reference things from 1934. That's pretty impressive. And the sponsor of this segment is Razorback Armory. And I want to mention the hearing protection portion of suppression is really important. But Jesse, the owner at the Razorback, he's like, if I don't have to fire a gun without a suppressor, I'm not going to do it, because there's accuracy improvement. There's other things that go along with it. And you can check out their website to find out the benefits of it. But it doesn't make it silence, right? Or, you know, silent, like they want you to understand in the movies. But it does help on hearing protection. It certainly is the first thing people talk about, but the accuracy, the less recoil, there's all kinds of other things that do help if you get into the suppressor world with your firearms, my opinion.
I think those are some really great points. I mean, what you see in a movie where, like, John Wick is in a mall and he's, like, shooting a gun silently at the other guy and no one around him is noticing, like, that is just Hollywood. And in fact, Hollywood loves to scare you with how scary a suppressor is so they can keep them heavily regulated. But if you were to actually go shoot one, you would definitely be able to hear it, right? It's better described as a muffling device or called a suppressor. The term silencer is actually what the original inventor of a suppressor named his patent, the first item that he patented in the early 1900s. So the technology's been around for a very, very long time. We're getting to the point where you can actually go and 3D print a suppressor. So these regulations aren't even enforceable. They're not effective, and they're just hurting law-abiding gun owners. And a really good point, people also think, like, well, if we legalize them, if we deregulate them, will criminals use them? The main thing you got to realize is criminals overwhelmingly choose handguns and not rifles for concealability. They like to put a small gun in their pocket so they can take it into the gas station and point it at the clerk, right? and they're not going to put a suppressor.
Hold on. Footage in St. Louis, I've seen some pistols with some like 50-round clips that extend, 2 feet out the bottom of the gun, which is kind of frightening in itself, too. But that is a good point. It truly is. My new pastime when I'm watching things like Mission Impossible or John Wick or something like that is I'm watching, because like when they shoot across somebody in the passenger seat of a car, I'm now looking for the shell casings to go flying, and you don't see them. It's Hollywood. They don't exist.
Aiden, I wanted to bring this up to you. There was a candidate running up in the Northeast. Her name was, I think it was Lily Tang Williams, I think was her name. And she was running against a liberal Democrat up there, actually Jake Sullivan's wife, the national security advisor's wife. And she did a great job in the debate. And then she went to a forum where she challenged David Hogg. And I want my listeners here to hear this exchange because it's just classic. Carl, go ahead and play it.
My name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold the communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Yeah, she shut David Hogg down. I mean, he was laughing at her, but she made her point very clearly as an immigrant.
I love Lily Tang Williams. We were proud to endorse her in that election, and it's a real shame that she didn't win. But I mean, absolutely incredible point. And I think Elon Musk also made the same point on the Joe Rogan podcast this past week, that if you can't guarantee me that we'll never live in a dictatorship, then I will never give up my firearms. We need these firearms. That's the whole point, is to provide a check on tyranny. And there's been a lot of Democrats that are saying that, oh my goodness, we're entering into an authoritarian state. Trump is a fascist. I think if they really believed that, they wouldn't be trying to ban AR-15s. They'd be trying to buy them.
Yeah. Gosh, how is it said? It's like, if you want to ban the one thing that can protect Americans, what are you planning to do? Yeah. And an observation I've had, gentlemen, is in the last, since the election results happened, I guess you'd call it Wednesday morning, I've been seeing on the mainstream media the words like fight and authoritarianism, marching orders. I mean, they're sprinkling these words that really seem combative. And I don't know. We still don't have them in the White House, but these next couple of months is going to be certainly interesting. If you agree, I don't know. It just seems like they're dropping those little keywords in. That's scary.
I'm very concerned. Okay. I think I think that it was the President Trump was under threat the entire time he's been running for office, and they've already tried to assassinate him twice. So I really hope that Secret Service is improved and that they're going to be able to protect him and also. Yeah. This is why we have a Second Amendment, is to protect our freedoms and to protect our liberty and our country. And so we're here to fight for that Second Amendment right. And, I just think if the Democrats really want to do that, then they should stop pushing for gun control. They should stop pushing these authoritarian policies. And I think the Second Amendment doesn't have to be a partisan issue. Like it is now.
Well, and it shouldn't be. Aiden Johnson, we always appreciate having you on here. Gunowners.org is the website. I would encourage everyone there to go there, become a member, sign up for the email alerts so you can find out where these different court challenges are taking place across the country. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good having you on today, and we appreciate that. And hopefully, with Donald Trump taking control again in January, that can't come soon enough, it makes gun owners' job a little easier, right?
Yeah, I remember after the results of the 2020 election, I was like, oh my gosh, can we survive 4 years? Well, guess what, folks? We did.
Yes, we did.
What wasn't easy.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about how you could win a CMMG Descent MK4 rifle, and the tickets are only $1. I'm going to have all the details on my ATF raffle with Responder Rescue right after the break. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. So glad you're along with us this weekend. And, you know, there's a great opportunity. We've been talking a lot about Bo's raffle, of course, to benefit the Eureka Police Officers Association. And I've got one of my own going now as well. We want to spend some time telling you about. And it's for Responder Rescue. They're out there. They have the backs of our police officers and first responders. If they get injured in the line of duty, they step in, they pay bills for them, for example. They will, take care. They've helped with medical bills and surgeries, and, you know, they can't pay the mortgage for the month because of an injury. They've got all kinds of stories they can tell you about how they've helped people. And when I realized that a few years ago, I decided to get involved, and we started a raffle with Responder Rescue. So all of the proceeds from this raffle go to Responder Rescue, the charity, so they can help the men and women throughout the course of the year. And the Range St. Louis West has absolutely been vital in all of this. They've kind of been the centerpiece of it, as far as I'm concerned, because they have helped me every year with the fantastic a donation of a rifle or gun for us to raffle off. And, of course, that's the centerpiece of our raffle this year. I've got Chris Bilodeau on the phone with me from the Range St. Louis West, one of the managers up there, and just a great all-around guy. I think your name tag, what's your name tag say, Chris? I'm that guy or something like that?
Yeah, it says that guy.
That guy. Yeah, I knew it. I'm that guy because I got all the answers you need when you walk in the door. Isn't that what that means?
Well, that's kind of what they said, so I couldn't say no to it. They said, hey,
go talk to that guy.
Most of the time when you got them crazy questions, they always look and go, go talk to that guy with the beard. Go talk to that guy with the beard. So
yeah, you won't be able to miss
Chris.
They
made me a name tag.
He's got the longest beard up there, I think, that I've seen, so that's pretty awesome. Listen, my friend, I appreciate you giving me a little bit of time today. I wanted to have you tell people about the gun, which is a CMMG Descent MK4. I'm going to send a picture of it to Bo Matthews right now. I've got to post this up on my Facebook page as well, a picture of it. This is a really cool gun.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. Awesome gun from an awesome company.
Yeah.
How many years have you guys been doing this?
Do
you know?
The ATF raffle?
Yeah, this will be our fourth year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. I'm looking at the picture, dude. That's so cool. Oh, my goodness. Mark, it looks like you're having trouble holding it up.
Tell us a little bit about CMMG and a little bit about this gun, Chris, please.
So CMMG is a Missouri company that started 22, I think, years ago. They're based out of Boonville, which is just west of Columbia. Family-owned operation, started off just doing parts and ultimately kind of grew it from there. I like to explain that they do weird different. And so they take standard, what we've known as standard AR platforms that have been around since the 50s, and they do either different calibers or different approaches to how they do the calibers. They've got an AR that is like a mid-size in between a AR-15 and an AR-10. That's called the Mark 47 that basically eats AK magazines. On this one, they've kind of gone on the pistol caliber side into a different direction where they use a modified AR bolt that gives it a delayed radial release to it. And it kind of sounds fancy, and it sort of is, but what it really means to those that aren't quite in tune with guns is it softens the amount of recoil on the gun. So it's just a softer way of doing things. So instead of having a really heavy reciprocating system, you've got a standard weight reciprocating system that it just plugs away nicely. They came out last year with their short action version, which is kind of an advance on the AR design. So it gives you a folding stock, makes it a little bit easier to transport.
Right.
A little bit more of the weight in the center of the gun to kind of make it feel as if it's a little bit lighter overall. It's got a side charging, non-reciprocating side charger on it. Just an awesome, awesome gun that has virtually no recoil, 9mm awesomeness.
Yeah, I love it. I got to shoot a 9mm down at Asymmetric Solutions recently, and I don't know that I'd ever shot a 9mm rifle. It was really an enjoyable gun to shoot.
Yeah, it's great. And with all of the advances in bullet technology over the past few years, they've designed so many different projectiles that whether it's just for shooting or competition, you know, enjoyment, or it's for the defense of, you know, your family and yourself, there's so many different ideas on how to make a better bullet. And the majority of it all goes to a 9mm. So 9mm rifles are much easier to shoot for a lot of people, less recoil overall. They're very easy to suppress to make it less needed for hearing, you know, problems and so forth. So just all around awesome, awesome setup.
Actually, from all the long guns that I have, I have a 9mm rifle as well, and it is absolutely one of my favorites. It's the most accurate, well, for me anyway, and it's just a great experience. Now, in the 9mm category, Chris, do they make a subsonic version of 9mm for using it with a suppressor?
Yes. Yep. So 9mm benefits from being able to have, by using a slightly heavier projectile in the 147 to 160 grain size, you get a really big, heavy bullet that you can push out at about 1,000 foot per second. So it stays under that sound barrier. And it's an absolute pleasure to shoot suppressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
No idea.
So looking at the CMMG, this Descent, and again, if you go to the Mark Cox show on Facebook, I've got a picture of it. I'll have a picture of it posted in the feed there, and you can kind of take a look at it. This particular gun with the folding stock, the value on this, what, is around $2,000? Is that right?
Yeah, $2,200.
And is that awesome, the price awesome point setup. For that? Is that the price point for that brand for similar firearms that they create, or are they like, is there a wider range?
There's a wide range. It kind of depends on which version of the AR you're looking for. They're not necessarily the cheapest option out there. I wouldn't say that they're the most expensive, but they're definitely of a more premium quality. So they're a little higher on the price point level, but, than some other ones. But again, with the way that it does it, you know, what I would like to say is the quote unquote cheaper way of doing it, the simpler way of doing it, the older style of doing it, you're looking at about a $1,200 to $1,500 price point. Whereas with their version of doing it, you're looking at about a $1,600 price point. So not a whole lot different, but you're getting a whole lot better gun out of it.
And can this fired? Can this be fired with the stock folded?
Yep.
For compactness.
Absolutely.
Oh, sweet!
Yep, that's one of the advantages. You can fold it in half, and still everything still functions like normal.
Yeah, just like an AR pistol. Then at that point, right?
Better.
Better,
because there's nothing that hangs out of the back. There's no buffer tube that hangs out the back. So
yeah.
Have you shot one like that, Mark?
I've not shot one. I've not shot one folded like that. No, but I love that 9mm. So you can have a chance to win this. I told people this the other day on the air, Chris. People who walk in the door up there at the range, 14.8 or 3 Manchester Road and Baldwin, you can buy tickets on site as well. Correct.
You can buy tickets here. You can buy the tickets online. Whatever's easiest for you.
Yeah.
We just want to help out.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate you guys doing that. You and John and Charles, everybody up there has just been great about that. And you can go to therangestl.com to find out more about what they do at the range. And if you want to buy tickets while you're up there, that'd be great. You can also text the word responder to 33100. That's often the easiest way to do this because people can just pay right through their phone. You can get straight to the website. Text responder to 33100 and you can buy the tickets. It's $1 a ticket. They're asking, it's a $10 minimum, but so you're going to pay $10, you're going to get 10 chances at the prizes. But this is just one of the three prizes. I just wanted to have Chris on, and I'll talk about the other prizes coming up here in a minute. But Chris Bilodeau, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being that guy.
Not a problem, Mark. Anything you guys need, let me know.
All right, we'll do it, Chris. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, guys.
I've got to tell you that this particular firearm is such a cool idea, because you may not think, I'm not going to go out and spend $2,100 on a firearm because I'm married, I have kids or whatever. But if you could win it, how much sweeter would that be? Now, I got to ask you, I don't think I've ever asked you, do you buy tickets to your ATF drawing?
I do not. I've just not done that because I'm usually the one up there when they get picked. Now, in this case, we've started using a new system, and we have the computer picks the winners, right? So it randomly will be told at 12 noon on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, pick three winners at random, and it'll go in and it'll pick them. So I might buy some tickets this year because I can make a donation directly to Respond to Rescue as well. But all the
and
money goes to Respond to Rescue. That's one of the prizes. So that's worth $2,100. The other big prize, one of the other big prizes is a basket of bourbon. And this is going to be worth over $1,500. If you're a bourbon fan, there's the Weller Antique 107 is going to be in there. I got a bottle of Midwinter's Night Dram, which is going to be in there, which is a High West product that is highly sought after. It only comes out once a year. There's going to be some Blantons in there. Everybody knows that, of course. Everybody knows the name Weller and Blanton. And then I've got my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits are donating a bunch of bourbon for this. There's going to be some Old Dominic cask strength in there. Mm. The folks at Stolock Whiskey are donating a couple of their bottles. And that, of course, is made right here in the area. It's fantastic. Four Ooh. Roses, Old Elk. There's just
Love
going to be
Four
a,
Roses.
A basket full of bourbon valued at over $1,500. And then the third prize, because there are three winners, will be an evening for 10 down at Lit Cigar Lounge. My friend Brian Snyder down there, always so generous. This is a private lounge. For up to 10 people, you get a bottle of one of their barrel-picked bourbons for the evening. You get a cigars for everyone who's in the room, and then a box of these Fuente Opus X cigars that are really hard to get, and that's going to be a value of $1,000. And in addition this year, we're going to add to that package a Blues jersey signed by Rob Thomas. And Carl Middleman is...
I might be picking that
is
up.
Is picking that prize up for me this week. So we're going to add that nice. to the cigar package this year as well, that signed Blues jersey.
Robert Thomas.
Yep. So whoever, if you buy tickets, we're going to pick three different winners. It's going to be by the end of this month, so we would appreciate the support. Over 3 years, I've raised $80,000 for Respond to Rescue. I say I. We have raised $80,000 because my listeners are so generous. Please buy tickets. If you buy 10, you get 10. If you buy 100, you get bonus tickets. Every time you go up above $10, you get a couple of extra tickets thrown in there. So if you can donate 50, 75, 100 bucks, you're going to get at least that number of tickets plus a few bonus tickets. And the folks at Respond to Rescue, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to be able to pass a background test, I'm sure, a background check. You got to be 21. But the cool thing is, first winner that's drawn gets to pick their prize,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and that's how we do it. Winner... First winner, we pick three winners. We call them in order, and then they pick the prize. Obviously, the third winner gets the third prize that's left. Still going to be over $1,000 worth of items, whoever happens to win it.
Why would you complain?
Yeah, there's nothing to complain about.
So are you... Are you willing to go back into Facebook jail? Are you going to do a video online?
Every year, I've never gotten in trouble for this. Every year we do a Facebook Live on my Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook, and we just somebody holds a camera for me and we broadcast live from there as the winners are being picked. And then we'll announce their names and then we'll reach out to them in order to let them pick their prize. So
well, the range is a beautiful place. Of course, the retail when you walk in the door on the upper level is, it's all that. But you guys do the drawing over by the wall. I'm trying to figure out why I'm in Facebook jail, because I did that drawing at Doc's and all the guns were behind me. So that's the only thing I can think of.
I think, again, big corporate social media, has been cracking down in anticipation, they hoped, of their candidate winning the election. That didn't happen. Don't be surprised if you see them back off some of that, because I think there's a new sheriff in town.
You think?
I know there's a new sheriff in
town.
Not
for 70-something days.
But my guess is that eventually they're going to rethink some of those policies where they're putting their foot on the throat of conservative messaging that they don't like. I mean, how am I violating community standards if I do a Facebook Live from a gun store?
From a community.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway,
I think that's it. I think Elon is showing all the other social media companies how to do it.
Yes.
To keep free speech alive. So
yeah, the new czar of efficiency. I'm looking forward to that. For
text
sure.
Responder to 33100.
It's that easy. And we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you listening to Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors.
See you, boys.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.